to hear the report and finish up anything. It's an option.
The, excuse me. The KPFA LLC is now in session, and we're going to give a report out from the executive session.
Okay, this is part one. A substantial majority of the KPFA LLC believes this executive session meeting was helpful and hope that other LSPs will have an executive session meeting with Sam Agarwal to discuss options facing Pacifica.
Part two, the KPFA Local Station Board strongly urges the Pacifica National Board members to authorize the interim executive director and chief financial officer to actively pursue a forbearance agreement with Empire State Realty Trust and with WBAI sale or signal swap agreement, and recognizes voluntary bankruptcy as a viable option.
Okay, we are now in a place where we might have another PMB report, but I think we're done with PMB, aren't we? Okay, so we have the Janet's long motion, or I don't know if it's a long motion, but it's a, we've all seen her stuff. She's sent out material on it that indicates what you're voting on, but why don't you motivate your and present your motion?
Okay, can I read the motion that I have? That, you know,
sure.
You, before I motivate it?
It was sent all over.
Anyway, so, and I move that KPFA LLC accept Terry Goodman's July 22nd, 2016 delegate election recount results for the KPFA listener and staff elections and use the resulting runners up list when replacing delegates. So, can I have 2 minutes for a motivation?
Sure.
1 minute.
1 minute into the time. 2 minutes. Let's start.
All right.
I just thought that was part of it.
Per request from several LLC members, I emailed you my arguments in support of this motion. They included that the reason Pacifica's bylaws were designed to include SPD elections for delegates, the replacement process using runners-up lists, was to prevent the National Board from becoming self-selecting like it was in 1999. If you recall, the board was looking at, that board was looking at selling KPFA. The recount of the 2016 elections was authorized by the PMB last year because True Ballot had included only 3 of the 186 unique write-in votes in the tallying, and thus the runners-up lists were incomplete. Election teller Terry Goodman found other flaws in True Ballot's tally. This recount was not to recertify the election, but to correct the results by including all write-ins. There have already been 5 listener and 2 staff delegate replacements on this LSD since the 2016 election seating, and the original KPFA listener runners-up list is currently exhausted. Between now and the December 2018 seating, there may be the same number. It is true that the bylaws allow an LSD to appoint replacements, but that is only when a runners-up list has been exhausted. Members did not elect you so that you could appoint your own replacement. So if instead of replacing delegates, using the recount results, you begin appointing replacements of your choice, in disrespect of membership votes, then you become a self-selecting board. So in the spirit of fair elections that many of you have advocated for in the past, I urge you to approve this motion.
Is there discussion?
Yep.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I'll give myself 1 minute. Okay. I
oppose that motion. I think that the ballots have never been certified. We don't know who Terry Goodman is. I don't know who that person is. not certified by the people that were hired to certify the election. The people that have been written in may not be qualified to serve. In fact, I happen to know some of them were not qualified to run for the LSP, and that's why they did not run. Some people may not want to serve, and we have had the problem of trying to get people to serve on this board who do not want to, and it's not that easy for us to get people to serve. And as far as December 28th, that's just not that far away, and we can appoint replacements if we need to, and that will not create a self-selecting board. It will just create some people that may actually want to serve on this board and will be actively interested in serving on the board. So for that reason, I think we should oppose the motion.
Call vote.
Roll call, please.
Sure.
Roll call.
Adams, Sharon?
No.
Can you repeat it?
No.
Sharon.
Kathy
Williams.
Kathy
Williams
votes no.
Can you do any? No, Chris Corey.
Stay. Brian Crowell is gone.
Stay.
Chris Corey is staying. Brian Crowell. Lisa Detmer.
Stay.
Lisa Detmer abstain. Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Anthony Fest, yes. Sasha Fouton?
No.
Sasha Fouton, no. Christina Huggins?
No.
Christina Huggins, no. Sabrina Jacob?
Sabrina?
Sabrina Jacob, pass. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Janet Coburn, yes. Tim Lynch?
He's not here.
Scott Olson?
Yes.
Scott Olson, yes. Auntie
Tanaka?
Abstain.
Auntie Tanaka abstain. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol Travis, no. Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner, no.
Yes.
Is Tom on? Tom Moorhead?
Abstain.
Tom abstain. Carol Wolfley, no. Richard Walensky?
No.
Richard Walensky, no. Marilla Arbuelles?
Abstain.
Marilla abstain. Ramsey's?
Abstain.
Ramsey's abstain. And Ricky Seltram?
No.
Okay. All right. So
we also have Steve Zelter here, who's been on for a while. I will read it. I'm going to rule it out of order, and then somebody can challenge the chair if you'd like, but I'll read it and tell you why I'm ruling it out of order. But state going to vote, whereas programming changes at KPFA must take place in a collaborative, inclusionary manner with the LSD and paid staff and unpaid staff, and whereas these changes of the morning schedule were done unilaterally without consultation of the staff affected and the LSD, and whereas per the GM's job description, the GM must develop a collaborative relationship with staff, respecting all staff members and the LSD, and whereas these changes have created further division between the staff and management, Therefore, be resolved that the LSP call on the general manager to rescind the morning schedule changes due to the violation of process and threatening the rights of staff. Be it also resolved that the LSP calls on GM to collaborate fully with the local station board when planning future programming and schedule changes introduced by LSP board member Steve Zelcher and properly seconded previously. I presume it's properly seconded again. And I'm ruling it out of order as a dilatory motion because it's not accurate. Quincy came here to the LSP and he told us that he was planning on these changes, and he told us why he was planning on these changes, that it was because he was directed by the national office to do plans to raise more money, and he told us he was going to raise triple the morning drive revenue by doing this change, and he did that. So he did collaborate with us, so this is not as a dilatory motion, it's not, it has substance, which is not correct. So, if somebody wants to challenge,
I challenge.
Okay, it was a second. Okay. Let's just vote on that. How many people support Janet's motion to challenge the ruling of the chair?
Point of information.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry, folks. Isn't the right reason why the motion is out of order is because that we don't have control over
Well, there's a debate over to what extent we have control. There are bylaw provisions that say that we have some control, and I think it kicks in when the interests of the community or the mission of the station is not at help. And that's not an issue here. We had
not in the middle of a vote, please.
Okay. All right.
Shouldn't be discussion.
Well, it's not a discussion. It was an answer to a question. Anyway, all in favor of the challenge to the chair, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think. Anybody else on the line?
We're
going
to have to table it.
Okay. Yeah. We got to
be out of here,
Joe. Okay. Well, wait a minute. We've got five. How many support the ruling? How many are against challenge of the chair? Besides you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
And I'm abstaining.
Okay. The motion fails. I mean, the motion fails, the ruling stands.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No, that's the minutes.
There's two.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Didn't we approve the minutes?
We approved the minutes.
I want to call people's attention to the fact that there's national bylaw changes that you should look at. And Anthony has raised the question about whether or not we're canceling the meeting.
Yeah.
I think Carol has raised two points about this. One is that she feels that we should keep it on the schedule in case some things develop that we feel that we have to talk and that we can cancel it if we need be. Do people agree with that?
What is the December meeting?
I don't know.
So it was the LSP that scheduled that meeting. So with LSP, we have to cancel that meeting.
Okay. Can I have the authority that the executive committee of your LSP, which is
Chris, Carol, we're going to sing at Christmas time, that we have the authority
to cancel the meeting if there's not something. Can I have that vote?
Yes.
Okay. All opposed?
Yeah.
Okay. It passes. Sorry.
Carol,
yeah.
Just an announcement?
Yeah.
So the all the amendments can be set on the front page of the Pacifica.org. So you just look at Pacifica.org, and all 12 amendments are right there.
Okay.
When do we have to vote on them?
I think November 30th, something like that.
No, I think the PMB votes on it first, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the PMB's in December.
Oh, yeah, so.
Okay, the PMB votes on it first.
Second.
Move to second to adjourn, all in favor, please.
Stand up,
please.
Don't try to sit down again.
It's right across the street from the.
I got a lawsuit.
Exactly.